The remains found in the partial excavation of the well belong to at least 44 people over the age of 14. 9 more were identified as younger than 14. Most were of African descent. The bodies were likely stolen from graves and used in medical research. After the 1994 discovery, the remains were stored away, forgotten about. But a 2011 documentary, Until the Well Runs Dry, by VCU professor Sean Utsi, brought renewed attention to this issue. And several years ago, a process began to finally address this history.
It's been a remarkable journey. It's something that I have a passion for.
Stacy Burrs is Deputy Director of Venture Richmond and the former president of the Black History Museum.
It's been both encouraging and disappointing at the same time, having a sense of what people can do to their fellow people.
But, says Burrs, this is an opportunity to correct those wrongs and bring some healing. Burrs is part of the Family Representative Council, which formed after a series of intensive community meetings in spring 2015. Facilitated by the D.C.-based Justice and Sustainability Associates, the public was invited to share their ideas on how to move forward. Participants said a memorial should be educational. They called for a mourning period and a way to grieve. They requested further historical and scientific study. They asked if VCU medical students are aware of this history, and they developed criteria for selecting representatives who would stand in for the unknown families.
My name is Joseph Jones. I am assistant professor of anthropology at the College of William & Mary, and I served as chair of the Family Representative Council.
Jones worked on New York's African burial ground, which also used community-engaged research.
We saw this as an opportunity, one chance or one shot, to make sure that these people were respected for. We've been using the term contributions, but I think sacrifices is the term that I've more recently used because there's a great likelihood that many of their use for medical training was involuntary, and so we really thought that this was the chance for us to get it right and to make sure that these people were respected. Belatedly, but importantly, finally, in such a way that so many of our ancestors have not been and have not had the opportunity to be. And so we'll never know, likely we'll never know their names or anything, but that makes them no less important. And so I think that hopefully has come through with our work to date.
At the latest public consultation, the Family Representative Council shared their preliminary recommendations, many incorporating the community's input. Stephanie Smith was involved with the Memorialization Working Group.
Our first recommendation is that we memorialize the experiences of the ancestors within the Contos building and near the Contos building. Secondly, we recommend building a significantly appropriate memorial and interactive learning center at the site of the interment. Third, we recommend establishing an annual memorialization practice for VCU medical students prior to their anatomy class to pay respect to those who are contributing and have contributed their remains for the benefit of their scientific learning.
For reburial with dignity, the council recommended commissioning coffin boxes crafted in West Africa and internment at the nearby African burial ground. Recommendations on further research include using the well site's history to find out more about the experiences of 18th and 19th century African Americans in Richmond. The council endorsed more scientific research, like DNA or microbial analysis of the remains, something many community members said they wanted. And they called for an examination of the long-term implications of this history. How does the legacy connect to today's medical practices and the Black community?
Let's talk about how we want to memorialize our people, okay?
After the recommendations were shared at the June community consultation, facilitators led a discussion with each table to get even more public input.
I hope that today will be a springboard for what is yet to come.
Rhonda Keyes Pleasance is a funeral director and embalmer and a member of the Family Representative Council.
We're not finished yet. This is still a very active process, and so it's important that the momentum and the energy continue to exist, because we're not done, and I'd hate to see the ball dropped.
Participants will continue work finalizing the recommendations, which will then be presented to university leaders. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Kump, WCVE News.